My dear friend, at a recent retreat in March, several people asked that I put on CD the beautiful guided meditation called the Breath of God Meditation. In response to these requests, I am happy to present this simple, easy to do, but incredibly powerful meditation. In fact, for many, it has become their daily spiritual practice. To do the meditation, you must first have a visual understanding of how we are constituted and function as human beings. Let me now explain the visualization and how to do the meditation, and then I will lead you in the meditation on track 2, which you can immediately go to once you have understood the imagery. Begin by both visualizing and experiencing yourself made up of 6 energies. The first energy is the most important one. It is the all-encompassing energy from which all the others proceed. This first energy is your life force. It is the spark of the God energy at the very center of your being, felt by most people in their heart chakra area. This is the formless, conscious presence of God that is who you truly are. This is that part of you that is made in the very image and likeness of God. This is your child of Godness. It is your eternal I Am consciousness. Now, picture it as a flame, or better yet, as a glowing ember in the very center of your being, radiating forth its energy. Take a moment to visualize and feel this presence at your center. Let us now proceed. Now, visualize and feel this glowing ember surrounded by 5 concentric circles, or the 5 energy fields that surround us. Let me now explain each of these energy fields. First, visualize the closest concentric circle, the one closest to your glowing light. Call it the spiritual body or your soul energy. This is the part of you that is your first individuation, your first step away from your glowing light. It is the part of you that you experience when you say and feel such things as, I am a child of God, or my purpose in life is to bring presence into the world, or the power of God within me is greater than any problem I will face. It is the inner you, your higher self. It is your soul energy. It is the namaste in you, the good in you, and the namaste or the soul presence in everyone else. Feel now your soul or spiritual body. Now visualize a second concentric circle a little more distant from your light and call it and experience it as your mental body or your mind. This is the energy that gives rise to your thinking. It is the body in which all your thoughts come and go. These thoughts might arise from inside your mind, from the inner light and the soul, or they might come from outside of the mind, especially from our life circumstances. Your mind can be at peace or it can be troubled. It can hold on to troubling thoughts, especially old painful thoughts that cause you stress, or it can be a great center of calming strength. Thus, this meditation will help you immensely to clear your mind from past blockages and free it for creative thinking and manifesting. Now, visualize the next larger concentric circle, the third circle, as your emotional body, the home of all of your emotional energies. This is the area where you have all the emotional energy that you are still holding, whether consciously or unconsciously. It is the place wherein you experience happiness when a pleasant event is called to mind, or the place where you experience pain when an unpleasant event is occurring or recalled to mind. It is the field of a large part of the pain body that Eckhart Tolle has taught. The emotional field is very important. Next, the fourth larger concentric circle is the field of your physical body energy, including your cells, your organs, and the entire body. Picture this concentric circle at the perimeter of your body, encircling your head, outstretched arms, and feet. And lastly now, the fifth largest concentric circle is your outer body, including all of your life circumstances, your relationships, your work, your possessions, your daily responsibilities, and all your external activities in the world. I will now give you a moment to visualize your total self, with the glowing ember of light at your center, surrounded by its five concentric energy bodies: the spiritual body, the soul, the mental body, the mind, the emotional body, your emotions, your physical body, and lastly, your outer body, your life circumstances. Take the time to visualize this now, and I will return in a minute to explain the process of the meditation. Let me now explain how to do the meditation. And again, let me remind you that this is a guided meditation. It is called the Breath of God meditation because it focuses on your natural breathing rhythm as a basis for experiencing the God energy within you. For a moment, just focus on your natural breathing rhythm. Just feel that natural rhythm, the in-breath and the out-breath. Just take a brief moment to do so. Now, when you breathe in, feel the life force of God coming into your center of radiant energy. Feel the life force coming into that heart center, that eternal flame that is at the very center of your being, that ember that is radiating energy. When you first breathe out, you will be asked to feel the flame of light growing within you. Let me repeat this. When you first breathe out, you will be asked to feel the flame of light growing within you, the ember radiating even more. And then, you will be guided to extend this energy into one of your five bodies, represented by the five concentric energy circles. Let me repeat this, for this is at the heart of the meditation. When you first breathe out, you will be asked to feel the flame of light growing within you. And then you will be guided to extend this energy into each of your five bodies, represented by the five concentric energy circles. It will be very easy to follow once you do it. Just keep these five things in mind. First, the in-breath should always be into your light center, always. The out-breath will then go to a specific energy body. Again, remember that each in-breath is always into your radiating center of light. Secondly, I will give you some phrases to help you distinguish these centers at first, but soon you will clearly and easily experience them as your own. Each of these energy centers will be clearly available to you. Eventually, you will be able to master this meditation and do it anywhere, at any time, when it feels appropriate. Thirdly, adapt this procedure to fit your particular circumstances. Allow it to guide you, but don't be rigid with it, especially once you've learned it. Fourthly, practice it daily for at least 1 week until you know how to use it. Thereafter, use it as a regular or periodic spiritual practice as you are so moved. And fifth and lastly, I am going to extend the meditation beyond your five concentric energy bodies, but you will easily be able to follow the additional guidance. It'll be a nice surprise for you, and one that will be quite uplifting. Remember, the meditation will begin on track 2, and each in-breath is always taken into your radiant light center first. Truly feel the God energy accompanying you as you now proceed to the Breath of God meditation.